Good morning, my angels and angels. Thank you for tuning in to the Morning Rush with me, your host, of course, Tony, with the Smooth Radio. Thank you guys for just listening to all my series and all my episodes. I really appreciate it. As we get back in tune with this week, I want you guys to keep your vibrations up and enlighten yourself on things that may sound horrible. Okay, so let's get the day started. Okay, the topic today that we have is honestly opportunities. Okay, so this weekend I had a beautiful opportunity to model for my great friend. He is a wonderful person, a great person. If you are looking for a photographer and you are in the Greensboro area, definitely hit up John Ingram, that's his name, or you can look up his Instagram at J Productions, and all that is in his Instagram, and he will let you know further information on how you can book with him. But honestly, the whole thing was a great success. I loved it. And I had the chance to spend time with all my best friends, my girls. And we was missing one, but you know what? She wasn't left behind. Still love her. And we're going on this sweet couples retreat that we're hosting this weekend. And you will actually get to hear from them this weekend as well, because I will have them on my podcast. So hopefully everybody's excited, because that will be a special, unique moment for all of us. And but the opportunity to just have that moment with my girls and model, that was something big for me, because as you guys know, you know, I'm not a size 2, honey. I'm a size 1-2. You feel me? So I'm very plus size, but at the same time, I do not care. I've learned to stand in my truth, stand in my beauty, and stand in my honest. And honestly, that was the best time ever, okay? I've never felt that beautiful in my life until my sister honestly dolled me up with makeup. I'm allergic to makeup, but the makeup that my mom provides me, it's not, it doesn't break me out. So I got my mom's makeup, and my mom's like, okay, I wish you the best. I hope you look very beautiful, and I hope you have so much fun. And I'm like, okay, mom, thanks. And my sister dolled me up, girls. And angels and angels, she dolled me up, made me feel so beautiful. And, man, the outcome was phenomenal. But the point of the opportunity was, anytime somebody presents you something, go for it. You know, don't be too delayed, or don't delay stuff because you feel like it's not where you want to be at. And it's so funny, because I went to church and he said something that was so powerful to me, my pastor. He said, God is the door. And I'm like, ooh, that is so beautiful. Because you know how they say opportunity is just a doorway, or you're just a doorway from your opportunities, or something of that nature. Well, that's exactly what we were talking about in church. And I think that was so relevant. God is the door of opportunities. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's more so, he gives you the keys. Well, let me rephrase that, because my pastor said it right. He don't give you the keys. He give unto the keys to you. So basically, if I gave you the keys, you don't need anything. But if I teach you the keys of life, if I give you the opportunities to open up that them doors, if I give you what you need so that when you get to that place in life, when that door is closed, you can open that up, then that is success. Okay? Come on, guys. Y'all don't hear me though. Okay? When I tell you my preacher, my preacher. Yeah. My Rev, he is awesome, and everything he said really did help me so much, because it taught me a lot, okay? And just for him to have preached that sermon, And then later on that day, I felt that opportunity that he was talking about. And he also says something that really stood out to me too. A lot of us question what we need to do as far as, you know, who we are and why God brought us on this earth. And like he said, we shouldn't depend on man to determine that. We should go to the one source that knows it all. You know, he's going to give you answers. He's not going to tell you, I don't know. I mean, honestly, I know for me, personally me, I asked God, I said, God, where would you want me to be? Like, where would you want me to be at? You know what I'm saying? And, oops, nope, never mind. Sorry, guys, I am driving and they are not trying to let me go over. Okay, so y'all not going to let me go over? No? No? Okay. Okay, sorry, guys. I had to cut into somebody. Sorry. But, okay, back. Honestly, this is the calmest I've been on the road. So y'all got the calm side of me. Don't get me on the angry side, okay? Because y'all going to laugh. But anyway, back to the subject. Don't ask man, what is your opportunity? And I often get that when I do a lot of readings, like, what am I supposed to do on this earth? What am I supposed to do? And honestly, baby, I can't give you that answer. I can give you hints, but the one source that has all those answers is God and is Jesus. So I always advise my people that I read to pray. You get all your answers when you pray. I don't care what the answer, it might not be the answer that you was looking for. Sorry, guys, had a little interruption there, but it's often that we have to ask ourselves, like, what is it that we want to do? What is it that we, you know, what God put on, you know, I honestly think it's beautiful that we have a connection to where we can talk to God and we can pray. You know, and like he said, there isn't multiple sources to get to God. There's only one source, and that is praying. I can't get to God for you. Child, I could barely get to God for myself, you know. But, and I often tell people, like, it's okay. You do not have to hit yourself and beat yourself up because you're not understanding things. That's the thing. We're not supposed to lean on our own understanding. We're supposed to just cohere and be like, okay, I'll figure it out. You know, a lot of people think we're supposed to just, well, God, I don't understand what you're telling me, so I'm not going to do it. We can't do that. He gives us so many opportunities for us to realize what worth we have in this world and what worth we have in this life. And it's up to us to understand what is it that we're honestly trying to do. I can only speak for myself, but the power of what God has put on me has been so phenomenal that I thank him for just blessing me every day. Because it could have been worse for me. You know what I'm saying? I could have been somewhere not knowing who I am as a person, crying about how fat I am and how I would never lose weight and how this. No. But you know what? God told me we ain't doing that here. We got opportunities for you, Tony. We got so many monumental things and works for you, Tony. But do you trust me? Do you believe me? And if you do, let's make it happen. And honestly, I want you guys to understand the same thing. Y'all have so many opportunities and so many things that God is trying to put in y'all lives. But y'all have to realize that in order to get where you want to get at, you have to have some type of trust, faith, and acknowledgement that things is going to work out. He can't do it all, for it. You got to do it for yourself. And he can't, I mean, let me rephrase that. He can't do everything. But it takes a give and take. He could give you what you want, but what are you going to learn from that? Sometimes you got to work hard, you know? And I keep telling people, it's not going to happen overnight. God did not make the world in one day. He made the world in 7 days. So think about it like this. His 7 days could be your 7 weeks, 7 months, 7 years. You never know. You never know. So I want y'all to take that today on the morning rush and acknowledge that everybody has something great about them. And I really want you to sit here and think about, what do you feel like is great about you? Anything. Anything. The only thing it cannot be is negative. I don't want to hear not one negative thing, even though I'm not going to hear it. I want you to sit there and think of, what is it great about me that I think that's so good that nobody else has? I don't want to hear nothing. I don't have. No. You got something that's good about you that nobody else can possess, because God put something in everyone that everyone don't got but you. So thank you for tuning in to the Morning Rush. I love you guys. And I will talk to you soon on the Late Night Convo. Have a good morning.